Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, it just gets me every time.
Every week.
Oh, it's so good. So good. You're a trained professional making tens of millions of dollars, and that's what we're playing right there. We just were discussing musical acts around at least 25 years that you still haven't had a chance to see. And you would like to see him. You basically stay in a bunker in your basement and don't venture out much. So
why are you even asking that?
There is
no one, nowhere.
There's a kaleidoscope of opportunities for you.
Did you even prepare today?
I did. But so who is the number one individual singer or act if you were in a hermetically sealed booth and you were able to go to the show without people talking to you? Who would you see?
God, I don't even know. I don't like live music, so it's not something. If I never went to a concert again, I'd be fine. I know I'm the least exciting human you know.
Honestly, I like you so much, and then you say these things, and I'm like, what? I think I need to. I think the three of us need to go to like 10 shows together.
No,
for you to realize how great live music is.
Have you ever seen the movie Anchorman?
Yeah, many times.
Where he screams, loud noises! That's me. That's what my brain does every time something's too loud. Yes.
So how about like at a bigger party? Like there's like 100 people there. You would never go. Okay, so
who would invite me? I know nobody.
Seriously. Maybe what we need to do, Dave, is once a week with Rena. She goes to breakfast with someone and meets an individual. We bring security just to be safe.
Naturally, yes.
We bring security. And Rena will realize the power of conversation with these other folks out there.
Meh.
She's good.
She's good.
Okay, so can I ask you this? We then said, because a trailer came out today, is Jeremy Allen White, his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen. So I raise the idea of all the individuals who have played a rather legendary singer, which one was the best among those offered up? Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury. Very good. Mm-hmm. The teeth were a lot. Val Kilmer, The Doors. Sissy Spacek as Loretta Lynn. Jamie Foxx. Joaquin Phoenix. Timothée Chalamet. Now, you occasionally go to kids movies. I know without kids, we've established that in the old open. Do you have somebody playing somebody musically that stood out to you?
Okay. First, I'm going to go back to the first question, and I'm going to say, and this is like an unpopular answer probably, but I would go see Morgan Wallen if it was, you know, sealed off and there was no one else, and I was the only one that he was playing to.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay.
Wasn't the rules.
That wasn't the rules.
It was at least 25 years active in the music business.
He's been around for like four seconds. Okay, so he doesn't count.
Also, I might throw a chair at you. Watch out.
Yeah.
I misunderstood the assignment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second question. This is like literally the worst radio segment in the history of time. I have not seen any of those movies that you brought up. Not a single one of them.
Okay. It's a...
I'll see myself out now.
Okay. It's a Friday night. The husband and kid are out of town on a trip. Okay?
Never happens. Okay, go ahead.
Hypothetically, you're there. You're not working. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday night. What are you doing?
Good question. I probably would watch a movie, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably maybe.
Okay, if it's not probably maybe, if you're not watching a movie, what are you then doing?
Probably watching TV, something dumb.
Knitting. Crocheting.
Yes. Yes, hats for babies. See, now don't you feel bad? I'm such a nice person.
Canasta? Solitaire? Okay, a friend calls you Friday.
Yes.
Give me, like, who do you view as your best friend, not a family member right now? What's his or her name?
We've gone through this a million times. Yeah. We have gone through this a million times. I do not have a best friend.
Okay. Give me one good friend.
Aaron.
Aaron. Male or female?
Female.
E-R-I-N?
Correct.
Okay. Aaron calls and says, Rena, I know you're free. The husband and child are gone. Let's go out. Let's go to North Loop and have some fun. Your reaction is?
I have malaria. Sorry. Catch you on the flip side.
Oh my God.
I honestly would rather sit on a fork than go out on a Friday night to a place like North Loop or anywhere where there's that many.
Where there's great food and great fun and conversation and music. Yes. Sounds like a rand during a nuclear attack to me.
Catch me at noon. I'll meet you there at noon.
Oh, gosh. By the way, Dave, for the audience, this is not a bit.
No, far from a bit.
This is you.
Oh, I suck.
Is there a commissary at Care 11? Can you remind me?
No, there's like vending machines.
Okay. Do you have a fork nearby?
No, we only have sporks here because they don't like us.
Okay. We're going to pause. We're going to come back. I want you to sit on that spork during the commercial break. Can you do that? Because
yes.
I think I heard she'd rather sit on a fork. You have 3 minutes to sit on the spork. Back with the nightlife queen, Rena Sargentopoulos on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you recognize this singer?
Yes, and didn't he turn like 83 today?
Today, okay?
Yes.
I call you. I say, I have 4 extra tickets, and we're going to see Paul McCartney at First Ave. He's always wanted to play First Avenue, and my friend Sonia came through with extra tickets. You and the guy can come to see Paul Bleepin' McCartney, the most famous singer on planet Earth. Are you going?
I might go.
Go. Paul McCartney at First Ave.
Yeah, be a babysitter and such, you know.
Yes.
It's one of those things where I would say yes, and then I was the day of, I'd be like, why did I say yes to this?
Yeah,
but then I'd go and I would have fun.
Or 30 minutes before, you'd call me apologizing, saying,
I have malaria.
Yeah, that malaria keeps coming back. How much space do you have around you right now?
I am pacing in a back hallway.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. There is a test that Dave found to test how long you might live.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Here is the test, and I want you, you're not going to do, I mean, if you want to do it, go ahead. If the floor is bare, put down a pad in case you land with a thud while sitting. Okay, so you're on carpet right now.
Okay.
You would remove your shoes and socks. Are you wearing shoes and socks right now?
Shoes, yes.
Okay. Will you take your shoes off?
Okay.
Okay.
Careful. She might hurt herself doing something physical.
Stand with your feet slightly apart, then cross one foot in front of the other.
Okay. Am I sitting or standing?
You're standing right now.
Okay.
Now, lower yourself until you're seated on the ground while you try not to wobble.
Okay.
Okay. Tell us when
Now, how close do my feet have to be together to do this?
Slightly apart. Your feet are slightly apart, but now then
okay.
we get the one leg across
then
the other
one. You're crossing the other one, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you seated yet?
Oh, no. Sorry. I was getting instructions first.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wobbled. Stand
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
Oh, bonk. Okay, I'm seated.
John Madden has joined the conversation. Okay. From this seated position.
Oh, no. I have to try to get up now, don't
just,
I?
Just,
no way.
Just wait.
Okay.
Stand back up, trying to remain steady and not rely on any support, including using your hands. And you,
okay,
one hand is on the phone. Just
yes.
don't. You're probably a right hand phone holder, right?
Correct.
See, I know you like a book, you know? I think pretty much everybody is.
Can't go left.
Right.
Okay. Can't go left. Yes. Curb note. Okay. Don't use your left hand.
Okay.
And try to get up.
Can I do it without, can I uncross my legs? Because I can get up easy peasy without, if I uncross my legs.
It was written as from that seated position.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get up.
Yeah.
If I rock forward, can I rock forward on my knees?
I don't think so.
Might be cheating.
That's well, and we'll tell you the score in a little bit.
But why don't you just ask a buddy to, you know, lift you up?
I mean,
no
yeah.
way. Is there There's zero chance I can get up.
You cannot get up at all.
No.
Okay?
No.
All right.
It's a nice run.
Yeah, it's been a good run. I mean, we'll say goodbye at the end of the segment. In the new study, men and women score between 0 and 4, and that's what you scored. Far more likely to die of cardiovascular problems.
Oh, that's nice.
Why am I laughing about this?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm bummed because that means we'll have to fill another
segment.
Yeah,
what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I mean, we got this really nice open. We got these sound bites.
We'll still play the open.
Yeah. I mean, if you pass and we find somebody else, can we still play the open?
Oh, if you want to. But I say just wipe me from your memory. Just pretend it didn't exist.
No. We're not doing that. We're not. There's no way that's happening. What the hell is a CARE 11 town hall?
Oh, it's just a meeting where our bosses say, hey, this is what's going on, and do you have any questions? And so it's just kind of a keep everybody updated, full transparency kind of meeting.
Do we ask questions at this?
Yes, people do.
Okay, Dave, let's guess. Number one, let's first guess, does Rena ask a question? And I'm very confident in my answer. Go ahead, Dave. Does Rena ask?
Never. Asked a question at a CARE 11 town hall.
Never thought about it. Is kind of off to the side by herself. And when the boss locks eyes with her, she's melting into the ground.
Look down immediately.
Yes. Is that fair?
Yes. You know what's even worse than that? There's often times where I would want to ask a question, but I don't. I just let it go unanswered.
Okay. Oh, let's
pray that someone else does.
Let's go. You've been at CARE 11. You told us recently. Is it like
20
over?
Years.
Yeah, 20 years. Okay. Dave, let's try to guess. It's got to be somebody we know among the media camera, in front of the camera personnel at CARE 11. Who asked the most questions? Who asked the most? I've got a guy. I've got the most beloved person at CARE 11, Boyd Hooper.
The same name.
Because no boss is going to get mad at Boyd Hooper. So Boyd could basically ask any question on the planet, and he's just talked about a story where three puppies were saved by a child with cancer, and the child has just now recovered from cancer and has now found a cure to cancer. So how could you get mad at how could you get mad at Boyd? We both are guessing
mad at Boyd.
We both are guessing Boyd. Who is the correct answer?
I would say Jana, probably.
Jana. That's a good
just
one.
Because she's not afraid that, like, God love her. She's like, stands up for everybody, carries the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, she would ask anything of anyone and not worry about it. Like, I love that.
Fearless.
I don't have that kind of guts.
I was going to say, you won't leave the bedroom. So I understand why you admire that quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I know when I say happy hour, you never respond. I think I've resolved the issue.
Oh, you have never, so don't.
Baloney. Baloney. I'll send it to you again. Have a great town hall.
All right, thanks.
Rena.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Rena, she is, we just love her on the show. It's simple as that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.